Another day, another economic indicator.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The markets have been all over the place lately, mostly because we've been getting a lot of mixed signals from the economy, and investors have been left scratching their heads, wondering if the recession is ending or if we're still in the middle of it. For instance, yesterday we got good news about the gross domestic product. It's seen as the indicator of economic growth. But this morning, some not so good news. Consumer spending plunged in September, its biggest drop in 9 months. Now, that's a big deal, considering consumer spending makes up about 70% of our economy. To help us suss this out is Lance Pan. He's the director of investment research at Capital Advisors Group in Boston. He joins us live. Good morning, Lance.
Good morning, Stacey.
So let's start with consumer spending. Why did it drop so much?
Well, actually, the market was expecting the number to be down about 0.5%. This is not a surprise. Most of the drop was due to the drop from the end of the Cash for Clunkers program, because August was a big number. Now the program went away, so this, the number dropped back. That's why most of it.
So if the GDP is up and consumer spending is down, what is the takeaway? Where does that leave our economy?
Obviously, the September, the third quarter GDP was a good number, but that's one quarter of positive number doesn't usually end the recession. The economy needs to be on the recovery path, and the consumer spending really is a big picture in that overall kind of scheme. So we would need consumers to continue to spend in order for the fourth quarter GDP to stay up. So it is a very big issue, or at least is a concern, a challenge for us to deal with. How do we keep the consumer spending up?
So should the government have more programs to encourage spending, like Cash for Clunkers or the first-time homebuyer tax credit?
Programs like that have had their effect initially, but patients always feel better when they're on medication, but they really need to be better without the medication for them to be well. So the same thing is that consumers can't be spending the government's money forever. At a certain point, they have to feel better about themselves, about the future, to spending their own money. That's what keeps the recovery going.
So it's the consumer spending maybe a little bit of an artificial drop this morning anyway.
It was.
Lance Pan is the director of investment research at Capital Advisors Group in Boston. Thank you, Lance.
You're welcome.
So, GDP good, consumer spending not so good. Where's Wall Street? Not in a good place would be the answer. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.5% to 9,914. The NASDAQ also off 0.5% to 2085. The S&P 500 down 0.6% to 1059. Sony lost money for the third straight quarter. The recession has consumers scaling back on gadgets. Still, Sony boosted its outlook for the year. The tech giant seems to be turning things around with a little help from human nature. Jennifer Collins has more.
Sony struggled to produce a hit new gadget. It doesn't have anything like the iPhone or the Wii. Sales of the company's PlayStation 3 have been decent. But what's really helping the bottom line is this star performer. Michael Jackson. Sony still controls much of Jackson's catalog, and it got a major boost from sales of his songs after his death this summer. Ali Jafar is the international editor for Variety in London.
The whole death of Michael Jackson has turned into something of a pop culture phenomenon. I mean, it spawned a whole industry. So I'm sure Sony will be hoping to get a sizable chunk of that for themselves.
And Sony's looking for another revenue bump with the Jackson film, This Is It. The movie earned $20 million on its first day in theaters this week. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree.com. Tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com. American Public Media presents Early Lessons, an American Radio Works documentary supported by the University of Virginia's Batten Institute. More at AmericanRadioWorks.org.
Today, the White House releases its latest tally on the jobs that have been created by the $787 billion federal stimulus package. Nearly 10% of the population is currently unemployed, and that number doesn't seem to be dropping. Robert Reich is the former Secretary of Labor and is a professor of public policy at Berkeley. Robert, good morning.
Well, good morning, Stacey.
So it seems like job losses just keep mounting. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, eventually, but things will get worse before they get better. The experts I talk with expect double-digit unemployment through most of next year.
I thought that we'd been hearing a lot about how we'd kind of turned a corner in this recession.
Well, we may have turned a corner, but jobs are the last things to come back in a recovery. And this time around, I'm afraid they will be even slower because of the huge borrowing binge that led up to the recession. Consumers and businesses are reducing their debts and cutting their expenses, which means less demand for all the goods and services people produce. And that means fewer jobs. You know, profits are up, but in many companies, that's because they're cutting payrolls.
So, Robert, what is a possible solution to this pretty bleak-sounding job picture?
Well, I wish there were a simple solution, Stacey. There isn't. There's no magic bullet. Next year is a midterm election, so Congress and the administration are going to want to do everything they can, or at least show that they're doing everything they can. So expect, for example, a new jobs tax credit awarded to smaller businesses that create new jobs. I'd also expect more small business loans, continuing spending from the stimulus package. But it's going to be offset by the states, which are cutting their budgets and laying off workers. The states are engaged in a kind of reverse stimulus. So the White House might try to increase or extend the stimulus.
Robert Reich is the former Secretary of Labor and a professor of public policy at Berkeley. Robert, thank you.
Thanks, Stacey.
Halloween is tomorrow. This year, we'll spend about $4 billion on costumes and decorations. Just what are we spending it on? Well, Experian Hitwise compiled a list of the most searched for costumes on the internet. Among them, Michael Jackson, the Balloon Boy, Sexy Sailor, and Adult Care Bear. You know, I used to watch Care Bears, and I really don't remember that episode. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.